Part of this balance practice.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Comedia Gogo's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are happy campers, Regan, to be talking about what today?
Three topics today. Topic number one is tell us your scariest workplace story. Interpret that as you may. Topic number two is describe the best time you've ever had by yourself.
I challenge you to not give us a jerk-off answer.
There you go. And topic number three is what is your perfect complete breakfast?
Does it have to be well-balanced?
No, it's just what is perfect and complete to you.
A balanced breakfast.
Complete. Perfect, complete breakfast.
Fucking 12 scoops, dude.
There we go, if that's what you want it to be.
And we are pleased as punch to have on the podcast for the first time from Librettos of Strange Fantasy Horror Play Podcast, we have Trey Gonzalez and Travis Scarborough. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. Doing good, man.
Wonderful.
Librettos of Strange Fantasy Horror Play Podcast. Explain that to us. What is a horror play podcast?
It's more of a reinvention, so to speak. Back in like the 1920s through like the 60s, 70s and stuff, back on the radio days, you know, that's how people got their entertainment, was through their imagination. And so we have worked on movies before and all that good stuff. Moving pictures are cool. You know, everybody likes that.
But what about the blinds?
Exactly. Not necessarily blind. But I mean, yeah.
How are they entertained? Right? Yeah. Right, Jess?
Yeah. But
you're right, man.
Do so much.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know. The blinds are like regulars now. Remember Mr. Show? All right.
Yeah, so, but you know, just kind of bringing this back, it fell out in the 90s. Not many people, you know, are doing syndicated radio plays anymore.
Right.
It's all moving to podcasting, and that's kind of the beautiful advantage that we're in now, is that it's still new and strike while the iron's hot, so to speak. So we're forcing people to use their imaginations again.
Yeah. Also, it's a little bit of, we play music, so we want to actually just go buy a bunch of equipment to get set up for that.
Right.
You know, and, you know, that's all right. That's coming along, but you know, we have all the stuff to make a podcast. You know, I'm looking at stuff, and it's got the lowest barrier to entry right now. You don't have to pay for it.
Absolutely.
You know, so get it while you can until somebody makes you pay for it.
So what exactly did you guys completely produce this, right?
Yeah.
With, like, all the music and all the...
Write, edit, produce, compose, everything.
That's awesome.
It's exhausting. Yeah,
awesome. And was this something that you guys were interested in the past? Like, did you guys like the radio plays and like that kind of stuff?
Yeah, a little bit, right? Probably no more than anybody else. You know, okay. We watched them growing up, right? But once we actually got into it, you know, we always loved the Tales from the Crypt show,
okay.
Twilight Zone, things like that.
Specifically horror kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you know, we didn't want to go like gore horror, you know?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah. Oh, man, dude. Yeah. Freaking read American Psycho.
No, I have read
exactly,
American Psycho.
That's what I'm saying. You can get there.
Yeah, Brie and Rats and Tubes.
And like I listened to the Garden Butcher.
Yes.
The Garden Butcher episode. And it was really cool. And I'm a big fan of, I don't know, just storytelling in general. And we do sketch comedy. We've done sketch comedy. And when we first started, we actually would do audio sketches. So, total opposite. It wasn't horror. It was comedy, but audio sketches. So, and our whole, the coolest thing when we did was, it was ideas that we would never be able to create, you know, like these absurd, crazy ideas that we could never create, like on video or on stage, that we were like, let's just do it on audio. So we would make these audio sketches, and we, you know, we had a bunch of them, and we, you know, I really like the idea of telling stories just through audio and letting people's imagination sort of take them, you know, where it was. So it was really cool. So I've only listened to the one.
I listened to the first episode, which was the Phantom.
Yeah, the Nightmare Phantom.
Nightmare Phantom. Yeah,
I haven't listened to any of them, so I am completely like I'm very interested in what you guys have to say.
So are these ideas, like, do you both come up with the ideas and then you'll bounce off of each other, or how does that sort of?
Yeah, essentially. So you know, again, we're huge fans of horror. We've seen, you know, just about everything. So we kind of
seen New York Ripper.
No.
Yeah, Donald Duck kills a bunch of people.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
That's not Donald Duck, but that's the noise he makes when he kills
sounds like
people.
A duck.
Yeah.
Sounds like a duck.
Yeah. And walks like a duck, stabs like a duck.
Must be a duck.
He must kill like a duck.
He must kill like a duck.
It's on the poster.
If he stabs like a duck.
No, but essentially that is, you know, the process. So we know what not to do after seeing all this, you know,
right.
shit.
Cool.
But, yeah, so, yeah, we come up with an idea, like Swamp Thing, for example, huge Swamp Thing fan.
Yeah, it says
Jim. Yeah, right on.
Did
right?
you draw dicks on your Swamp Thing comics?
No.
No, you're missing out, dude.
No, you're fine. You're experiencing how it should be.
The traumatizing event that happened to James.
Yes.
He resold that comic, did you?
No, it was thrown. I ripped it up in the trash out of frustration. Yeah. Said, oh, quick comics.
Some bully drew dicks on a Swamp Thing comic.
It was Batman. Like, it was a Batman versus Swamp Thing. It was the very first time they... It was the early, the first. It was like the first issue that Batman popped up in Swamp Thing, and
fucking A. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Some drew dicks in it, like
picture, wasn't me.
Picture Batman doing a spread eagle kick, punching, and then someone drew a long dick.
Oh man, that's hilarious!
Long stretchy dick to Swamp Thing's face, and then a word bubbled by Batman's face, and it said, "Suck my dick, Swamp Thing." It was just very simple
Can
and to
we
the
make
point.
Jess a shirt just said, suck my dick, Swamp Thing. God, he would hate it if we made it.
Oh, that's right. If we made it.
Yeah. If anyone made it.
That's awesome.
God damn it.
Yes.
It is terrifying.
For Batman to say that to Swamp Thing? Yeah, that is like, that is rude. Could there be a please?
Where's the justice?
He's Batman, man.
Yeah, like, he's a rich fucking snob, right? That's what it is. He demands things. Higher class than Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing's a fucking human. He's a human, right?
Well, that's the whole thing. He wanted him out of the... Get out of my city. That's what the whole thing is. You're not... You don't belong in Gotham. That was the whole issue. It was like... Like, why are you this monster man in my city?
He was like Donald Trump.
And
like,
Swamp
Batman
Thing's like,
was this rich guy.
I'm just here. I'm just trying
to get
back home.
I just want to see Times Square.
All right. Right. He's like, I just want to... Gotham doesn't have Times Square.
I know. Yeah, but the Gotham Tower. Or
the
like,
Gotham
what,
Tower.
What, it was the Gotham's version of Sears Tower. What do they have?
They have Wayne Tower, wasn't it?
I just wanted
Wayne Tower.
Yeah, exactly.
I just wanted pizza by the slice. Can't a Swamp Thing get pizza by the slice?
He's like, no, all of you Swamp Things are rapists and murderers. Like, go back where you came from.
I'm going to build a wall and make you pay for it.
Build a wall.
All you dirty brown Swamp Things.
He's green. He's green.
I'm colorblind.
Oh, that's right.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, so you guys don't have to worry about being colorblind with your podcast.
No, you know, we wear sunglasses sometimes just to get the feel for it.
Nice.
It's Ray Charles effect, I guess.
So where can people go to find the podcast?
Absolutely. So you can go to iTunes, and you just go to iTunes and look up Librettos of Strange Fantasy. We're also on SoundCloud, and here in a few days we'll be up on YouTube.
Spell Librettos. Awesome.
Librettos.
Thank you.
Librettos.
I spelled it Librettos, and I was way off.
And I was like, Gardettos. I love how classic the format's very classic. You know, it has this music that sticks in, very just gets the mood going, and then, you know, there's a host, and it's very like a Twilight Zone or Tales from the Crypt kind of format, and just very – it takes its time. You know, guys didn't rush – like the episode that I listened to, you didn't rush it. You let your characters build. The acting's good, and just – it kind of built the mood, and like it was just really nice to hear like it kind of unfold and kind of go through, and it was just really nice. It was really, really, really cool. Love the classic feel. Yeah.
Thanks for the reciprocation. We've only had a few so far. You know,
Another cool
thing about the episode that I listened to is because it's audio, there's an added layer of suspense of not knowing what the hell's going on. Like,
right on.
You're kind of you hear something and you're like, okay, what did I just hear? I don't want to spoil anything, but you know, you're like, what did I just hear? Did this person die or did this person die or what happened? And then later on, it builds even more suspense because you don't get to see everything happen.
It's like blind people watching regular movies, man. It's so like. But can you imagine like a blind guy watching a movie and then it's like it's quiet and suspenseful and then like the reveal's there, but they don't like say it. It's just like, you know, it's the grandfather.
That happens in Demons.
In Demons,
because there's the blind dude like watching. He's asking like his like presumably daughter or whatever helper. He's like, what's happening now?
He's like, he's riding a motorcycle over everybody.
that happened later. They're reading a tomb, whatever. And he's just like, oh, like, why'd you take this blind man to this horror film, this poor? And then...
She goes fucks a random stranger. It's a great movie, Demons.
Have you guys seen Demons?
I haven't seen Demons.
Oh man,
maybe a long time.
Oh man, missed it out.
Oh shit, wow. Holy shit,
Demons is great.
Demons is brilliant. So y'all guys, the other question I was gonna ask about y'all were saying that y'all did actual films and then you moved on to radio. So how does that translate, I guess, to your acting or directing? Because of like how do you approach the acting into it? Like, is it different than how you would act, like, I guess, in front of a camera, or like you would treat your actors that way?
Right on. It's not that much different, really, because there's still a certain level of focus that you need to maintain throughout the entire thing. But other than that, I mean, I've done it in my underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
But is your character in his underwear? Because that's method as fuck, dude.
Yeah. No. Well, for the one that you listen to, it's like a therapist kind of story.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we kind of dressed up for it. We sat in chairs across from each other. We had a clock in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just tried to get into that feel. You know, we dimmed the lights a little bit and we kind of, just kind of looked at each other professionally.
The part that's a little bit, you know, harder, I guess, contrast, you know, to doing films before is when you're in films, you're actually in action and you have your stage. Mm-hmm. So you kind of feel, you know, a little bit more real. When you're recording, you know, you've got the headphones on and you're right up on that mic. So you still
have like
a
moving space of maybe 2 to 3 inches at any given point.
So y'all guys recorded with each other, not like a session. Y'all actually were able to act and bounce off each other. Okay, cool. That makes it, you know.
Live feeling.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. A lot more natural. Yeah.
Like War of the Worlds. Have anybody thought that what you guys are saying is real yet?
I would hope
considering
so.
Considering it has a
narrator. Fucking awesome.
After when the narrator comes on and they just feel that this is like this reality.
There's just like some garden.
Yeah.
Garden butcher guy just sitting there listening to the radio. He's like, just stops cutting into meat and he's like, somebody's figured it out.
Damn it.
This is reality.
It'll happen, guys.
What? God damn it!
You may be the first.
I think it's. I'm probably gonna when I listen to it. I'm gonna be like, "Is this on the radio?"
You're gonna go, that's what you're gonna listen to. No,
my uncle knows where the garden butcher really is.
His name is Hefe.
My uncle knows where the garden really happened, dude.
It's real.
Yeah, he wrecked the case. He used to be a sheriff. Yeah. He went the case. He sent the case file and everything.
With the FBI.
Oh yeah. So we brought a couple little friends with us.
We usually don't have too many guests on the podcast, you know, at once. So you guys brought some friends with you, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. You know. Their esoterical stench. Yeah.
But no, we're just gonna let them plug the first three episodes we have.
Sweet.
So without, on there right now.
Yeah. Without further ado, The Stranger and Ghost Host.
Oh, there's going to be a ghost in here.
You'll be fine, Larry.
Light a candle, Regan, please.
Bergfunk Media and Ghost Host Records would like to cordially invite all of you ghouls out there to librettos of strange fantasy. Obscure odysseys meant to shock the nervous system and stir the very core of your soul.
Hey, man.
A regaling of a new age horror play podcast narrated by none other than me, your ghost host.
The first three episodes are available now on iTunes and SoundCloud. Season 1 release will be October 31st, 8-9 Central. Tune in if you dare.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. So, how long have you been at it?
Get the fuck out of here, guys.
Do your friends want, like, some snacks or something? Yeah.
Where they left her? Man.
You got a taxi meter running outside.
I was going to ask the guy some questions.
Back to the trailer. All right, come back.
All right.
So how many total characters have you guys had to...
Comprised?
Yeah.
So, we write them, and then we've got to make them. So, we've made, I don't know... 6, but written we have all the way up to season 2, 10 episodes per season. So nice. We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you guys got a ton of
You know, we're trying to keep it cheap too at the same time. The more that we can do,
absolutely,
right?
It kind of falls like there's never more than you know, 4 to 5 characters in a single story, so that way, you know, there's not too much alternating because it's really just me, him, and this other chick that we're paying right now.
Cool,
yeah.
Larry likes it.
I like where this is going. Man, yeah. Does she
tea dress up.
It's just a slumber party, baby.
It's a slumber party, baby.
It's a sleep, mama.
You'd be in my movie. There's no camera. It's an audio movie. Yeah. Why am I naked? Why that?
I don't know.
That's where Larry's mind goes straight. Yeah, so I'm sorry. I'm
really impressed. Clothes are restricted. Hey, we're actually going to dress her up in a ghoul costume here come September 26th and 27th. We're going to, we got, yep. So if you want to come by and look at that, Larry.
But where?
So we are doing MonsterCon, San Antonio. Yeah, MonsterCon 2015.
So where's that this year?
It's going to be at the Wonderland Mall, Crossroads Mall on Fredericksburg Road.
Yes, yes.
San Antonio. But so we bought a booth. Fucking, we're going to put on this elaborate, you know, gimmick, and we're going to lure people in. We bought
now, is Ghost Host going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Ghost Host will be there.
Okay, good. I'm a little obsessed. He just fucking took off.
Yeah, no, man. he's going to wear his Jimmy John's, his little...
He's going to wear a sandwich. He's gonna wear some tasty sandwich, delivered sandwich. Around,
handing out rope.
Are y'all going to be able to perform? Or are y'all going to do a performance? Like what?
It's kind of... It's more of a gimmick than a performance. Because, I'm going to be the stranger. It's kind of like this elaborate... Liberace looking motherfucker.
Okay.
You know, from the den. Yeah. But, he has a cane. He's luring people in like a carny, a tractor. And, we have these ghouls, three ghouls, and they're girls, sexy, all dressed up, look dead.
Got a makeup artist on board. Hour before they're going to dress them up, have the stitching, make them look like dolls and gore and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Just, lead them in. We're going to make like this walkway towards him with these pillars and candelabras and shit. It's kind of
fucking spooky. Hand out flyers, man.
Yeah. Get give them a shock factor, give them a flyer, and get the fuck out of there.
That's awesome. Yeah. Only to select people because those flyers are like $1 a piece.
Only to select people. Don't get the guy that's just like going to Sears.
Yeah.
Steinhardt. This is cool, dude. I just need a fucking weed eater. Yeah.
You're on the radio?
Yeah, right. Is this really happening right now?
He thinks it's real.
Here's a sample of it, right? I know where the garden butcher really happened.
I came here to get a lawnmower.
Sir, there's no lawnmowers here. There's only a Steinmark.
There's a Sears.
Is there a Sears?
No, there's not a Sears. There's not a Sears.
What?
It's not connected to Target. They got.
Well, he's going to be pissed because he went there.
He's going to be there
for a Sears.
He's
going to
be there at Steinmart, or he's there with his nephew. They're going to buy some Pokemon at that anime store. That's it. That's all they got.
They're going to Goombas, dude.
Goombas. Get pizza?
Yeah.
Specifically,
no,
from all
they're
pizza.
Going to Goombas to get a sandwich. Because he's like, no, mijo, they make good sandwiches at Goombas.
Find what you're looking for at the Wonderlands of America.
That's right.
Located at 410 and I-10 in San Antonio.
We have no Sears.
That's their tagline. You're welcome.
Go to Target next door. Now, we've been there twice for...
SciFest? NDG SciFest.
And I went to MonsterCon, met Gunnar Hansen and stuff. I took my son Gunnar to meet Gunnar Hansen, which was a fucking dream come true. So that was awesome.
Yeah, super cool.
And so I can't wait to go this year, September
26th and 7th.
Yeah, we can't go. I can't wait for you guys to go out there in the San Antonio area to go to the MonsterCon at the Wonderland of the Americas and check out.
We will be doing something horror related at least, though.
Yes,
we're going to be shooting a short horror film that weekend. So yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah. For deaf people.
No, for all people.
For everyone.
It'll be a sensory overload for sight and sound.
Right on, dude.
But if you're blind and you're deaf, you might have to have, like demons, somebody explain it to you.
Got it.
Yeah. Through your palm, or however you do it.
Morse code, just tap it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
tap
exactly.
On miracle tap worker, on dude.
It's hella killer shit.
That's really thinking outside the box.
Exactly.
You should just...
That's
her
why
up.
Movies are the universal language.
Music's the universe. No, math is. We can all agree. Math
right,
is.
Yeah.
Math.
Arabic numbers, though.
But it's still universal.
Guys, thank you guys so much for joining us. We're going to start talking some of the topics, and I'm really excited about y'all's project, and I can't wait to hear it for the first time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so it's time to go to our first segment of the evening, that segment that I like to call, yeah, I'm going to look into that.
a segment where I talk about the latest in movies and video games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners would be, yeah, I'm looking to that. So this week's installment is inspired by an upcoming horror film called Last Shift. And Last Shift is about a young rookie police officer named Jessica. And she's got this easy peasy first night job of watching out on this basically not dilapidated, but abandoned police station. They're basically cleaning it out to move to a new police headquarters. And they're in the final moving process of getting completely gutting this police department out. So her shift, night on the job, is just basically night shift at this police station that is still functional but pretty much empty. And first night on the job, as luck would have it, is the night that these ghouls and specters and images and creepy things from the past start popping up and start kind of basically tormenting her mind. And the source of
so
the...
it's like Night at the Museum?
It's like Night at the Museum.
What?
It is like Night at the Museum. It is.
I'm just saying what we're all thinking. Yeah.
Like, that's on the DirecTV cable thing. It's like, it has the descriptions. Like, Late Shift. It's like Night at the Museum, but...
But...
There's no fat Amy.
You won't learn anything.
But the source of the horrors that come is from an old cult leader, very
Jim Jones
type of situation, yeah. And a lot of the people that were incarcerated in the prison belonged to this cult, and mysteries are unfolded, and a lot of stuff tormenting her past. I know her like previous life. Her father was a cop. The night that she started is coincidentally the night that her father died. Ooh,
That sucks. Like,
yeah, right.
The day off.
No, they don't. It's
no bereavement.
No bereavement. Well, it was the night that her dad in the past.
Oh,
not like, okay. Like her dad died. Dies. You like, still gotta work your shift.
Yeah, I gotta go to
you
work.
Lame hoe, you lazy ass.
Does she get visited by this Scolari brothers?
She doesn't get visited.
It's the Scolari brother.
Put them in the chair. Oh, all right. Yeah, no. So a night of horrors unfold for young rookie cop Jessica in the movie Last Shift.
Is that the sequel?
It's not Night Shift with Henry Winkler.
I was gonna say, is it a sequel to Night Shift with Michael Keaton and Henry? This is Chuck reminding Bill to shut up.
Yeah, Last Shift, not Night Shift, and not Graveyard Shift, the movie about rats in the sewer. Not that one either. Late Last Shift.
Shit, what's the name of this movie,
what the
Jess?
God damn it? Is it White Dog or what?
Like, it's Last Shift. It's not White Dog.
Late Shift.
Last Shift.
He's had issues before, so we just want to make sure he's saying the right...
Not Stick Shift, not the Furious 7 spinoff.
Is it not Shaft? No, all right.
I mean, how do you plug something like that? It's like Last Shift. Seriously, there's no more.
The Last Shift, or the Next Shift.
Final Fantasy 9.
We got all I'm going to say. One of the friends, filmmakers here in town, they made a movie called Now Hiring, and every time it was ever shown at like a draft house or something, I always just thought they were hiring somebody. I was like, oh, that's cool. They're hiring at the draft house.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's an interesting. That's like naming your band Doors Open at 7.
Yeah. No, we should. We should name a movie Free Beer with Purchase of Ticket. That's what you should name
your
a movie.
Best band names ever, Doors Open at 8. Another band should be called All Ages. And then another band should be called...
Closed, come back at 9.
No, TBA.
TBA?
That'd be a great band name.
TBA, dude.
TBA.
So what's this movie called?
Last Shift, not Night Shift, not Graveyard Shift, not...
So check out Late Shift.
Not Stick Shift. Last Shift inspires our first topic for the evening, and the topic is, tell us your most scary story involving the workplace. Ooh, interpret it as you may. It doesn't mean like you're at work and ghosts are necessarily involved, just something that was your most horrific story involving work. Mine... actually was something that scary kind of happened before I started a morning shift. And what happened was I used to work at a Diamond Shamrock as a convenience store.
Currently Valero's now.
Currently Valero's now, yes. And I had the morning shift, which would have been 8 a.m. to whatever. And my parents also used to go to that store earlier in the morning. And when I woke up, I was living with my parents. And so when I woke up, And I was going to work. They were awake, and they said, hey, just to let you know, your coworker who worked the midnight shift, whatever, we went there, and she didn't come to the door for, like, 45 minutes to, like, an hour. Like, they went there. There was no sign on the door that said, like, back in a little bit. There was no sign that said, you know, in the restroom or anything like that. The door was just locked. The lights were on. But we waited outside. No one came. So we were really scared.
They waited outside for 45 minutes?
Yeah, because it was a woman. Like, it was my coworker. Wow. It was a woman. So they were concerned that, you know, something was wrong. Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And
he could
slept
be.
Like a baby.
Oh, I was fucking asleep.
You didn't
this
care
is, no, I did
this
not care. No, exactly. No, I did not care.
Wow, man.
And as a matter of fact, I could have had that shift, but I was like, nah. So I was sleeping quite well that night. But...
like it's a baby.
Yes, like a baby. So she eventually did come to the door. She came to the door, you know, opened up for everybody. Everyone came in. And they were just very concerned because they didn't know, like, was, you know.
Did she change the hot dogs out and stuff like
right,
that?
Exactly. Or was right. the coffee ready at least?
Right,
like,
exactly.
when they came in there, was it yeah. fresh coffee or did yes. they wait 45 minutes for nothing?
Thank you.
No. The paper was there. Fresh Good. Coffee was made.
Right.
So.
Crowlers.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
No, there's no crowlers. This is
oh,
no.
Old school.
Yeah, old school, yeah. right? Yeah, exactly.
Chorizo dogs.
Paradise machine was emptied. Everything was good.
Good.
And so I was told that this was a concern. So it was.
Late shift.
God damn it. I was.
Get through the goddamn story.
It's last late. Shift. I was concerned that I was kind of tasked on my own volition to watch the tapes. To find out what happened.
No.
Right?
Dude, you have to send them to 8 other people.
Right. And so I was concerned. So by the way, my parents spun it. They spun it in the sense that we're concerned that there might be somebody inside the store or there was somebody there holding her up against her will because they're asking, are you okay? And is everything all right? And she was like, fine. But she was kind of just like not wanting like, you know. Like, it was just kind of a little fishy.
Sure.
So, my initial thing going in is like, it wasn't scary because I was scared. It was right. scary because, oh shit, what am I going to see on yeah, these yeah. tapes? So, I noticed that there was a truck driver there hanging out. And then, like, I couldn't see where they were going, but she kind of like had took off to like go lock the door, then go to the restroom. But the truck driver kind of just like wandered off. And I'm kind of like, it's not fast forwarding, but I'm kind of just like dialing it like, you yeah. know, quickly.
Right, right.
And then I kind of had to play back and realize, okay, the truck driver was hanging out from like 2 o'clock all the way to like 4:30. And he was there just chilling out that entire time, like, you know, rewind the tape. And he was just there hanging out. So they're just chilling. They're just talking. And, come to 4:30, I just kind of noticed that the truck driver kind of just took off like to the snack section, and there was only like one camera angle. This wasn't like how convenience stores now, where they have every angle covered. This guy kind of like walked off, and so he was gone, and then she came to lock the door and then went to presumably the restroom or whatever and was gone for like a lot of the time. And then I see my parents pop up on the tape, and I see other people pop on the tape just like they said, and they're knocking the door. You can see them concerned, and they're gone the entire time. So I was like, I was kind of like this is yeah, a little yeah. this is a little weird, you know. And so fast forwarding past the time, see my parents come in, she opens the door, da 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 da.
They're, you know, pointing their finger.
Yeah, like, they're all like, where's the coffee?
Right, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
but that's like a phone the thing, where's the papers? And so I was kind of relieved out of like worrying. And then it shifted to like another emotion, I guess, but I was like kind of concerned. But then I actually saw the truck driver finally like walk out of the building, and he kind of like said, like waved to the girl on the way out. And then it kind of dawned on me. I'm like, oh, they were fucking in the bathroom.
Oh.
That's what was going on. So I was at first initially like,
how sweet.
This guy was like, there was some danger going on. And then it just ended up being like backroom shenanigans, like,
that's
and it's
good.
Basically like locked in there. So that was a good solid like an hour and a half
Shit, I'm in the wrong business. That truck driver can fucking put it to her. For yeah. Minutes.
Hey, man, it gets lonely out there on the road. Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I want to work at a convenience store.
That was an hour and a half of just them being unaccounted for.
Yeah.
And man. So I had to go, oh, that's, shit. And then it just turned into like.
That's because that truck driver is not a selfish lover.
Yeah.
Oh,
unlike Larry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You think he was. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but then he took his time. I mean, because not only was they back there for an hour and a half,
yeah,
he was hanging out for two and a half hours.
They made love. They made love on the top of toilet paper rolls. Like, that's what they. That's the only
they
way.
They pulled out those little sheets that you put over the toilet to like cover it. Like, hey, baby, we're keeping it clean.
Exactly.
So then started
all
the actual
condoms. Like, as far as the eye could see.
No, and that's when I had to do.
Want to see me hold a couple donuts without my hands? And then she's like, "Yeah, do, daddy."
And that's when I had to actually start, quote unquote, investigating, checking the till.
Oh yeah,
I had to check. I had to check the till.
Yep.
Okay, no money's gone. She didn't steal anything
by yourself.
Got it. Yeah.
And then,
yeah, dude,
inventory check, and then yes. Boo! Two boxes of condoms were unaccounted for.
What?
Yeah. So, like,
so that hour and a half.
Two boxes? That's six condoms.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, now, it's an hour and a half, bro.
But on the flip side, the bathroom was clean. The cooler was efficiently stocked. Coffee was made.
Hey,
the papers were there.
Okay.
And the Paradise Eat machine. So she did her job. But it, I had to unfortunately, like, fucking, like, well, what happened, blah, 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 because they were already kind of, like, suspicious that she was stealing shit, kind of.
She was stealing that.
But not really. Like, I was like, no, she didn't, whatever. And she was kind of like a neighborhood coos, for more or less. Like, she just, you know.
How sweet.
What did you just call her?
Coos.
Coos?
Yeah. So
koozie keeps beer cool.
So, anyways,
so that's the scariest thing. That's ever happened
because it was shit, I.
You worked late. You worked at a convenience store, and that was the scariest.
Yeah,
thing.
I
What's
never.
The scariest thing that ever happened to you at work? This chick fucked a truck driver. You should put that in your next horror.
Write it
down right now.
Terrifying.
It was initially the.
Tell him Large Marge said you.
It was the initial build up to like watching the tapes, wondering if there was like an actual like to see something really bad on this tape, or that she was there against her own will, or there was something nefarious going on. But no, it was actually just kind of okay. Well, working all those late night shifts, I never had a scare. Or anything. Beer runs aren't scary.
This is your question.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's my question. And the answer is that. I don't.
Yeah.
So the answer is really there hasn't been that much scary things.
There we go.
The scariest thing I already told.
You already had an answer.
No, the scariest thing I already told that story. It was the fucking VHS boxes, the
falling.
DVDs falling.
Okay, yeah.
That was scarier. But I'm not going to tell that story again.
All right.
It's your question!
And I just gave the answer, so fuck you. Suck my dick!
I am not Swamp Thing.
Larry, what's the scariest
thing? What's the scariest thing happening to you?
All right.
So guy's got a gun in my head.
Right. And the whole time I'm thinking, who's fucking in the back?
Bruce Willis.
All right, so I worked at GameStop. Wasn't a big fan of working by myself for like, you know, 6 hours straight. These two black guys.
Why do you have to say? You can just say black guys.
What? I'm
you
sorry.
You are the absolute fucking worst. You can
Wait,
just say black dudes.
Just okay. All right. These two black dudes.
Jesus Christ.
Walk in, right? Anyway, yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's a great story.
That was
right
scary.
Write
that one down, guys. Write that one down.
Exactly. And they were like, you know, hey, man, do you have a new Madden? And I was like, no, man. It comes in. Yeah, right here. And they're like, cool, you know, and they paid for it, and they left, and fuck, dude, I was so worried.
You're just looking around. You're like, you going to pay for that?
Yes, I prepaid for that Halo 4.
We paid for it in full. So we're just here to pick up our copy. Hey, man, I don't want no trouble.
No, okay, all right, seriously. Two older dudes came in, and I was doing inventory, right? And I had all these used Game Boys. And the way we did it back in the day is we put them in plastic Ziploc mm-hmm. bags
yeah.
and then stapled toppers to them with the, that said, you know, used yeah. Game Boy with a price on there. So they're all hung up against the wall. And this one dude pulls me on the completely other side of the store, and he's asking me questions. Hey, man, what's that? But not like detailed questions, just very what's that? What's that? How much something like that cost? Kind of thing. While the taller gentleman,
mm-hmm.
is that better?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
yeah. And they're dragging me, and you just felt this vibe, right? So I have a box cutter in my hands because I'm opening boxes, right? So I just like, you know, I'm opening. And he's like, hey, can you come around here and show me how this works? And I'm just like, nah, I can't.
No thanks.
You know, it's just like it was just real fishy, right? And then the dude on the other side where the Game Boys were jumps my counter and just like kind of violently starts grabbing Game Boys, but doesn't – the counter was kind of tall
yeah.
and he couldn't get them, right? So he kind of falls back down. So I open my blade to the box cutter and I go, I can get that for you, man, real calm. My heart's beating 1,000 miles, but I'm like, I can get it for you. So I go, which one did you want? And then he was like, well, the white one. I was like, okay. And I grabbed it to him. I gave it to him. I just had my box cutter in my hand. And I was just like, yeah, man, you know, it's, you know, $69.99. Comes with a 90-day warranty, blah, 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 blah.
I'll fucking cut you.
Yeah. But he was just like, he was like, oh, okay. And then the other guy comes around. He's like, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. I was like, no problem, man. You know, bringing your used games and shit. And then, you know, they took off. And I was like, oh, my fucking God, right? And I called the cops. And then
Because yeah. they did a two-man shift, like one distracts you, the other
one pulls me
to,
way across, and then these things are close to the door.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah,
that was fucking, that was terrifying. Then after I left, they ended up robbing, not them in particular, but some white dude ends up robbing the place.
Yeah,
that was
no way.
Oh, I'm sorry. No one never suspected it.
The strange and unusual.
No, it's funny. The black guy with a do-rag and a, you know, fucking the tank top. Everyone's all paranoid and shit. He's just in there buying games, and some white dude in like a Darth Vader shirt and stuff like that holds a gun out. I'm like, give me all your money. Come on, dude.
It's like, hey, man, give me all your money.
Like, shut up. Shut up.
Now, what are you here to pre-order? So I'm going to go just the most recent thing, and it's not so much scary as it was terrifying. Hey, you'll hear. There was no suspense. There's no nothing. Go. So I work at a high school. Just 2 weeks last week.
This is recent.
I'm trying to think, but this is the thing that just pops up into the head. Was I'm sitting in my classroom and I just hear like scuffling and a girl that just starts yelling like, you think it's okay to talk mess behind my back? And then you just start hearing like, and I get up and I walk out and I see these two girls. One girl is just pounding the hell out of this other girl, grabbing her by hair. And the girl that's doing the beating is a little bit bigger and she's pounding. Now, the sucky thing is that according to my policies, I cannot, if there is a fight, step in. I cannot touch them just for, because.
Because they could sue you.
They could sue me. I could hurt them. It has to be someone that has been taught how to restrain a student. So I am sitting there.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah. I am making, and it's just a terrifying, powerless. It was so scary because I'm sitting there watching this girl get beat
and they're down.
Children.
I mean, 15, 16. Maybe who knows? 17. I don't know. They're high school kids. They're not my students, so I don't know them. I can't call them out. And I'm just sitting there powerless going, stop that. Like, it sucked. I can't tell you how much it sucked to just stand there. And I have two choices, like run and get like an officer or go and call the administration. And then, so by the time all this is happening, more kids are gathering around and I'm just standing there, watch this girl get beat down. And so finally an officer comes and I went to go call the administration, but by the time that even happened, this officer comes and they restrain her. And the effort that it took to restrain this girl, I'm like, I'm glad I'm not allowed to touch them because I could have hurt the girl. Like, this officer had to like grab her and he was like, let go. And she was like, no. And she's just beaten down. And the officer's like, let go. And she's like, no. I mean, grabbing a fistful of her hair, pulls her off, puts her in and like into the corner of the hallway and is like holding her down, restraining her. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm just freaking out. And I'm watching this poor girl's crying and just beat down. And like I said, it was just absolutely terrifying.
But that's what happens when you talk shit behind
someone. Exactly. And that's all it was, right? When you're talking mess about, don't talk mess about a girl behind her back.
Can't.
Apparently. And yeah, I can't tell you the feeling of just like powerlessness and helplessness. And like, it was terrifying, man. That poor girl got beat down. So yeah, that just happened recently. So yeah, that was pretty freaking scary.
Mexican chicks, right?
Yes.
If you can't beat shit, don't talk that shit.
That's right. No.
That's what it is, man.
Don't want no shit, won't be no shit.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess I don't know the street rules like you guys, yeah, but
you need to talk that yik yak, you know, but you talk that shit, you're gonna get
fucking. I do know what yik yak is. That's an app.
Yeah.
It is. It's an app that you use to talk
shit.
Yeah, you talk crap, but it's
talk
anonymous.
Shit to like motherfuckers.
It's anonymous crap talking.
Anonymous shit talking app.
Yeah, yeah, maybe that's
it's for
schools
though.
And colleges.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Great way to find
it. Yik yak. Look it up, people, if you want to talk crap.
Do that right now.
Travis.
Jesus. Shit.
Or when shit talking wasn't in the future?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say my scariest workplace story. Let's see, shit.
Well, you gotta actually have had a job before.
You're good to.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Put that on the chalkboard.
All right. Done.
Okay, so I was 18, working at a movie theater, the Silverado movie theater, right down the fucking road on 1604.
I know.
And I was buying some weed while on work.
Yeah.
So I was outside in the back, you know, buying the drugs.
Good. The hardcore and, drugs.
And so, like,
Grandma Blank.
God damn it, no! Stop
ironically that. Enough. No, but was it?
He was Filipino.
Oh.
Yeah. It was really weird. His name was Ice.
Filipino guy named Ice that sell drugs? Yeah. Who would have thought?
He used to talk like this, you know? He's really weird.
Like a Mexican?
I don't know.
Well, Filipinos
it's hard
are
to
like
explain. It's almost
Mexicans,
like
Mexicans.
Yeah,
sure.
So anyway, by the way, we're smoking a joint with this guy, you know, in the parking lot, and there's nobody really around. It's like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And then turn around, you know, he takes off, turn around and go back in the back entrance, and Wally... Remember that movie Wally?
Yeah,
that was playing at the time.
You're dating yourself.
So like,
you remember that old movie Wally
right.
from 2003?
So like, I go in the back entrance. That movie's playing right now. It's the theater still. So I'm like, you know, walking quietly through, stoned as shit. I smoked that joint back outside. Forgot a little part. I put it out. I thought and put it in my pocket. So I'm walking through the theater and shit, fucking it's Wally's playing and stuff. Then all of a sudden, like, it gets really hot in my pants and shit. So, like, I look down and fucking, it's starting to ember a little bit. It's like, ah, you know, patting myself out and shit. It's, you know, I did scream a little bit. You know, people were drawing my attention. It smells like weed. Either way, I got fired though.
There was no clean getaway or anything.
You didn't bring extra pants or anything. Like,
no, I did. Well, that's about it. It was pretty scary.
Did you get burned or would you escape? Or how did you put it out? Did you pour some soda?
I just had to pat it out real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then like a little, like that's where the smell kind of came from.
Yeah, it was flesh and weed. Yeah. Did you get like a different kind of high because the weed went into your skin?
I'll tell you what, Wally seemed like a good question, movie for a few minutes.
Wally is a good movie.
Nah, it was
good. It's not like traffic or like acid or something.
Yeah, right?
It's more like bath salts when it seeps into the skin and just start eating
whatever
you want.
You want a real high, man. Put
some
weed in your pocket.
Yeah, put on a
let it burn. Bird,
put on a blunt in your leg. You're gonna get really fucked up.
Yeah. What do you all, dude? That dude's chafing.
Like that's what it's called.
Chafing. Let it burn in your pants, man.
Hey, you want to smoke this weed? No, man. I'll just chafe it.
Chafe it.
That's hardcore, man. That's hardcore.
Yeah, this dude's chafing resin, dude.
So Raven.
That's so Raven.
Chafing.
Chafing. The new things the kids are doing with weed.
I got tired of putting vodka in my eyeball, which is a thing.
So I started chafing wax. That's a thing. Well, not chafing, but wax.
I don't know about the scariest. It was kind of odd more than anything. I was a manager of a cell phone store in Charleston, South Carolina, which is the worst place in the country.
Yeah. I think it literally is right now. I think it's got that title.
It says it while you're driving in.
It does.
Worst place in the country. Yeah. Sorry.
And it fucking smells like it, too. It does, because they got like these paper mills that are burning like 24/7, you know, fucking our ozone, and it just has that smell permeating throughout the city, on top of just the smell of people not showering.
Oh man.
Yeah.
When can we visit?
Yeah, right? When do we get there? So I'm in this little cell phone store. I'm a manager, and I got this guy. I'm like, listen, you know, we can't afford to pay for the dumpster every month. You know, I don't want to pay for it. You just take the fucking trash home and throw it in your apartment complex dumpster. Yeah, that's coming.
Yeah, that's familiar territory. Yeah.
Right? What? You had that before, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's expensive, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There.
That's money terrible. To
have dumpster service.
Yeah, no, I get that, but it also costs. Anyway, go ahead.
No, that
pisses me off.
It's a controversial subject. No, right? But so apparently he was going to the Bilo, which is a grocery store in Charleston, like an HEB. It's called the Bilo. And he kept putting our trash in there. So I don't know why she cared, but apparently, like, he told me, too. He's like, yeah, the deli lady came out and saw me doing it. So, you know, I was like, hey, that's our fucking trash. Don't you put your trash in there, right? Mm-hmm. Territory wars or something. I don't know. Right. So he's like, okay, I won't do it again. He actually laughed like that too. And, So anyway, so he kept doing it, but just one day, you know, there's customers there. I'm all professional in a time helping people, you know, selling some fucking phone service. And the Bilo deli lady comes by with just trash bags in her fucking hand right in front of the store and starts screaming ape shit and just throwing trash bags just right in front of the fucking... I told you not to fucking bring your trash over our dumpster. Just going nuts, dude.
Fuck.
I'm like, do I call the cops?
Was that, but did Mrs. Bilo work in the deli? Like, right? Why did this lady give that much of a shit?
Exactly. Did you take the company jet into work?
It's the goddamn principle. I pay for my garbage. That means you gotta pay for garbage. No, right? Why?
Goddamn cost allocation. Goddamn it! You want to throw your trash in here?
Why don't I just let everybody throw their garbage in my garbage?
It's like this is
fair. Why don't you just take some of my money? Eat my breakfast. Here, take it. I pay good money for it. You might as well just eat that. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. No, it's rough. So I don't know what to do. I went out there and cleaned it up and said, hey, we'll take care of it, and fired the guy.
I'm going to Kroger's from now on.
Oh, wait, you were the man. So this was your employee? But
Yeah.
Reversed it. I thought it was the fucking owner doing it.
No. The other way around. So, yeah, the owner was the one that said, hey, don't do it. And I got to tell the guy, hey, don't do it, and tell him to take it home. But he can't tell her that because he's the owner. So I told him to do it, but he didn't do it.
So anybody listening in South Carolina... Our bad.
Sorry.
I know you got a lot of worse shit going on with, you know, all those racists and stuff, but...
People killing church people, or I don't know. Yeah. Something like that.
Bilos.
Bilo.
Yeah, the least
sell
you could,
high.
The least you could do is throw your garbage where it's intended.
Should have sold high.
It should have sold high. They buy low. Every time. Facebook
answers. Travis K says, scariest workplace experience for me is when I was accused of stealing $800 from the till at the grocery store gas station.
No.
Yep, they brought this a-hole, Larry DeWitt. Yeah, I'll say his name. Who said he knew that my mom was on disability and wondered if I took the money for that. He's lucky I didn't knock him out cold. I told him to check the two cameras and the other four people who shared that till because I wasn't dumb enough to do something, throw my future away for peanuts. I was just worried that I'd lose my job because... of some other jerk's sticky fingers, or wind up getting busted out for nothing. I quit shortly thereafter.
So he did steal it.
He totally stole it.
He walked up. He walked up to his face and said, "Check the cameras, motherfucker. I'm out."
Yeah, I'm out. And it was just Travis and some truck driver for like 2 hours.
Look, he's like, if you're gonna accuse me of anything, it's those two condom boxes that are going missing.
I'll pay for them because it was worth
late shift.
Late shift.
Is it late shift?
Last shift. That was his last shift. That was her last shift too, by the way.
Like, I'm sure it was. She didn't need no other ones, man.
Oh, man.
He says, I quit shortly thereafter. If there's one thing that pisses me off, it's questioning my integrity and bringing my family into it.
Yeah, man.
You stole 800 bucks, Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stole it, guilty conscience.
Yeah.
All right, Gabriel.
Your family was okay with it.
Gabriel Diaz says, the moment a colleague was giving me a tour of the lab I was just hired in, showed me an assay kit and said, before these are $900 a pop. Or this one time I worked at Whataburger and had a toilet situation similar to Jess's Diamond Shamrock experience.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to clean a giant dump.
Yeah, a bear came and shit in your Whataburger.
I wonder if the bear was the truck driver.
Oh, the same one? No, because the truck driver in my bear story is a completely different guy. The truck driver who was banging the employee.
The coos,
if you will. Was a regular. He was a nice guy.
Right? Yeah, he was. I'm sure he got good service.
He's cool. He's a cool guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, that's a full service Diamond Shamrock.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to pump my own gas.
That's not what I'm talking about.
That's not the pumping I'm talking about.
Unlead.
Shaggy Futo Slam says, the first time the school I was teaching at received a credible drive-by threat about 1 month after Columbine. Stacy Medina says, anytime I'm working late shifts and have to walk to my car alone, terrifying. Katie Wilson says, working as a caseworker for APS, Adult Protective Services, I met with a 7-year-old woman that has not showered in a month and was sitting in feces in her wheelchair for a week. Oh. She caught me off guard, grabbed my hand, and forced me into a hug.
That's sweet.
Even scarier than the time I had to call the crisis team to commit an unmedicated man with schizophrenia threatening to kill his mother with a knife. You see things in APS.
Damn, dude.
And
are you still Silent Hill cosplay? You're brave.
All right.
Yeah, she has a mean Silent Hill cosplay.
She has a badass one.
Silent Hill cosplay.
Albert Perez says, temp job, science lab smells like old fecal matter and long dried urine. We're moving a large computer, out of one of the big labs. It needed 2 more inches to wedge it out of the door and get it out of the building. The door belonged to the sealed room where people were wearing clean suits with centrifuges, spinning blood, or maybe tissue samples. When the machine hit the door, one of the lab workers ran over to the door and opened it, his eyes shifty like he was hoping no one had seen him do this. And opened the door and said, that must remain closed at all times. And whispered to me, the closest person to the door, don't tell anyone I did this, okay? We quickly moved the machine in the door and out the larger door. He slammed it shut behind us as we pushed out, his eyes wide like he just released Captain Trips.
Yeah, Captain Trips. Yeah.
He's walking into a room and seeing this without warning was pretty icky too. And it's just a bunch of donated human tissue boxes. Boxes of donated human tissue.
They had some kind of, he released polio again. Captain Trips.
Thanks, man.
Judson Cooper says, just the other day, I was underneath a pneumatic printing press trying to find a solution to why this 2,000-pound beast wasn't turning properly when suddenly I hit the trigger switch that spins 8 metal arms with enough force to cut a man in half. It missed my head by about 5 inches.
Jesus Christ. That's horrifying.
What the hell? So
that's scary.
Oh, so night shift.
No, I used to one quick one. I used to work the late shift at this call center out in like the wooded area, and they used to be coyotes.
Yeah.
Right. And I used to work the late shift to like 10 at night. And when you come in like at a certain time, because the place had like 2,000-3,000 employees, you couldn't get good parking. Right. So all the close up parking was gone. So you had to park in the back, kind of by the woods.
Yeah.
But then you would leave. All those people that were there for the early shift were gone. So it was an empty parking lot and your car was at the end. And I remember one time I saw like a little piggy, and then I hear the pigs of these wild hogs, right? And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then, and then like these coyotes eating
a piggy.
Oh, cool. By my car.
That's circle of life, bro.
Yeah, sure. Dude. It was scary.
Well, speaking of scary, not late shift, not night shift, certainly not graveyard shift, and not to be mistaken for stick shift, Last Shift is going to be available on VOD October 6th, perfect for the scary season. So
it's this year's Night at the Museum.
It's this year's Night at the Museum. I'm sure that's on the poster. So Last Shift. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
All right, late shift. I'll watch it. All right, it's time for another edition of Dad's Cornered.
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true. Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch.
This is my segment, guys, where I talk about being a dad. And so I ask you guys, any of y'all have any kids?
No.
No, neither of you. Outnumbered again. All right. Yeah.
Seriously outnumbered.
Right. So I...
Pull out club.
Like I...
Good at it.
Virgin club. No proof club. So I have a 10-year-old little girl, a 5-year-old son. This is my son's first year of school, and it's the only year that they share they're going to share a school together, because, you know, in high school she's going to be graduated by the time he starts. I take them both to breakfast, and it's a routine. And it's been really fun. You know, we've been having breakfast there. My daughter's in the little news station for her school. I talked about it in past podcasts. So we get there wicked early. We get there like at 10 till 7, eat breakfast together, and then, you know, she has to go prepare for the morning announcements. So it's just me and my son. And I'm, you know, trying to, you know, make my son a lot more independent and stuff like that. But then dropping them off with the class, it's one teacher with all the kindergarten classes, and there's like 8 of them just in a line and on the stage sitting down. So essentially, even though he's with friends, he's very much like by himself, right? And he has never really had that. And, you know, daycare, there's always friends, there's always teachers, there's always somebody watching him. I've been kind of like, you know, over him, making sure, you know, he knows what he's doing, trying to make him independent, because
right.
I'm the type of person, and Jess and Regan can attest to this, I hate doing things by myself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've had this kind of issue with it because I was by myself a lot as a kid, raised by grandma. Grandma's not going to play with me, right? And then my cousins were a few years older than me, and then the younger ones were a few years younger than me. So there was a period of time in my childhood where I was just fucking by myself. And, you know, I don't regret it, but it made me kind of like, hey, I'm going to go run errands. Jess, you want to go change my oil? And like, yeah, sure, we'll hang out. So that's what we would do, to run errands together. So I don't want that for my kids. And so I'm trying my best, you know, for my son to just to kind of be his own person and kind of, you know, take his own. And I'm starting to wean myself away from it because it's scary. Because, I mean, the fact of the matter is I'm leaving my son by himself where no one's really watching him, even though I'm sure they are. You know, but it just, it feels like they're not. And there's just parents just coming in, coming out, coming in, coming out. And I have this fear that, you know, hey, any guy could just grab his hand and walk out, you know, and then no one's going to tell him anything because he could just easily walk out. So I make my presence very known. I introduce myself to all the teachers and all this stuff like that. And so far, Gunner, and the reason why I'm really trying to push it is because Gunner has kind of developed this go with me. I don't want to go by myself. I'm scared. This has gone as far as his room. You know, just he can't hang out by himself in his room. He wants us there. He wants us around. He's only 5. And so I'm telling him, no, close the door. No, put on music. No, you know, you don't need us. Go play outside by yourself. And I'm really, really trying to do that. And it's hard for him. And so that brings up my topic question of what's the most fun you've ever had by yourself. Mm-hmm. And again, I know it. Everyone's going to talk about jerking off, I'm sure. Not you guys, but like, you know, smart ass answers on Facebook. And I didn't even, you know, of all people, not to think that when I gave you guys the topic questions.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes, please.
Okay. What teacher did you tell? You're not going to touch my kid, right?
Yeah.
Whose teacher was that?
Mikey's.
Did you tell Gunner's teacher that?
No, he's a boy.
So total double standard.
Absolutely.
Okay, just making sure.
No. I admit it.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Even though he has equal problems.
Exactly.
But I will say he hasn't had a male teacher. Well, actually, he has had a male teacher yet. And I regret telling that teacher that, Mikey's teacher. It's not something I'm necessarily proud of, but I was so afraid.
I understand.
You know, and it happened. And yes, I'm ashamed of it, but not to the point where I'm not going to admit what I did and admit that I said it and admit that it's a completely double standard.
Yeah.
Because
Gunner
has had male teachers before, and it's very kindergarten cop kind of thing. Mm. You know, you're weirded out by it, but you know what? You know, teachers are people too.
You want the reassurance. You want to look him in the face. Hey, look me in the eye.
Don't
and say,
diddle my don't, kid.
Yeah, and then in. That way you know
don't
he's...
fucking diddle my fucking kid.
Right, okay.
Right. So...
if he had a hot female teacher, what would be your position on that subject?
Like, if he was like 5, fuck, that's a fucking psycho bitch. He needs to go in jail.
But when he's in high school.
But when he's 11 or 12.
11 and 12.
fucking you're doing you a favor, bringing him out the show, God. Giving him his rights of passage. Double standard.
11 or 12?
12.
Here's the thing.
At least.
When you were 12.
Larry.
When you were 12.
Mm-hmm.
12-year-old girl.
No, double standard. 100%.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
Absolutely. Right. No, my daughter could be 22. That's the way just life is.
You're
not
going to tell her college professors, you're not going to touch my daughter, are you?
Right. So my question is, what's the most fun you've ever had by yourself? And the funny thing is, I don't have a lot of...
this is your question,
no,
man. Hold
on. No, I know. I know. But here it is. I don't have a lot of experience by myself, but mm-hmm. I was forced to be by myself in Vegas, of all places, mm-hmm. when I was in the World Series of Comedy last year. Mm-hmm. Andy wasn't able to join me till Thursday, and I got in on Monday. And taking a lesson from your page book, Regan, I decided, you know what? I'm going to get lost, mm-hmm. right? And so I had... I said, you know, this is ADD paradise, yeah. right? It was walking distance from the strip. I wasn't on the strip. It was walking distance from the strip. And I had never been to Vegas in my entire life. And so I just took it upon myself just to fucking walk around. And again, that's a lot for me. For a guy that can't fucking go change his oil by himself, I flew on a plane by myself. I fucking...
Good job, mijo.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know it's silly to you, no, but it was a big deal to me.
I know. Knowing you, it is a big deal. Like, knowing you for as long as I have, that is a huge deal.
So it was. This was really important for me.
Good job, mijo.
Thank you. Thank you. I know where the Garden Butcher is. And, but here's what's funny. So when I get in the plane, I'm nervous, right? I'm nervous. I had downloaded all these fucking podcasts and comedy specials and like way more. The flight's what, like an hour and a half, 2 hours? I downloaded like 9 hours of shit because I'm like, when I got to the plane, I'm just going to be in a hotel room, just locked by myself. And there's a guy, I don't know, in shape guy, like, you know, and I was, you know, the cheap seats, so I had to get a middle seat. You know, that's how Southwest works, you know, the A, B's, and C's. I was the C's, right? And it was a middle seat, and me and a guy make eye contact, and I just kind of gave him like is that cool? And he's like, yeah, come on, right? Sat next to him, ended up he had an aisle seat, his wife had an aisle seat, and they had a little daughter who was super duper fussy, and it was her first time on a plane. This is from San Antonio to Vegas. Second time on a plane, first time was going to San Antonio. They were going back to Vegas, so they're like, you know, freaking out and stuff. And so then I pull up the games on my phone that my kids have, and I give her my phone, and then she starts playing, and the guy's very grateful and all this stuff. We make conversation. They end up being locals. The guy ends up being a limo driver for Aria, the big Vegas hotel. She ends up being a fucking manager at like the Bellagio or something like that. Shit. And they're like, what are you doing? And I tell them I'm a comedian. I'm kind of nervous. I didn't want to be by myself and all this stuff. And they're like, dude, you're so sweet to my daughter. We got you. And so they gave me, I was like, I've never taken a cab before. I need to get a cab to the hotel and all this stuff. And they're like, yeah. We'll give you a ride. We appreciate it. I'm a limo driver. It's what I do and all this stuff. So they give me a fucking ride, right? We end up becoming friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
I get him tickets to the show. He ends up meeting Andy, and he ends up becoming my friend. And this was just from, you know, hey, can I take that empty seat? So shout out to my homie Angel. You were my angel on that flight. I appreciate it. And then from that point on, and then he tells me, oh, do this, go here, you're by yourself for a couple days, go for a walk, go do this. And so I did. I walked the strip. I went to that, you know, casino that has the pool on the roof. I fucking met all the homeless people. I kicked some guy in the nuts for $10. No, I didn't. I couldn't do it. I saw the Teamsters dressed as Mario. My favorite picture is this guy holding a Mario head smoking from Mario Brothers. It was fun, and I was glad that I was able to experience that by myself because I wasn't worried about protecting anybody. I wasn't worried about, you know. That's
why I love traveling by myself, dude. Yeah. It forces you to meet people. Mm-hmm. It forces you to – I mean, it doesn't, you could not do that, but
sure.
I've met so many people and created friends out of so many instances like that. Just random sitting next to a certain person, and then boom, you're friends with them. It's amazing. So that's why I love doing that.
So I promise not to roll my eyes
Ooh.
Or huff and puff
when you say your story, because it's my question that I knew you were going to give.
This
someone.
Is a big deal, guys.
Yeah, it is a big deal because I know you're going to be like, I was in.
Larry hates.
No, I don't hate. I'm jealous.
Larry's jealous
of other people doing stuff.
No. Regan.
No, not anybody. He hates. All right, he's jealous of me.
Jealous.
I travel.
I don't hate it. I'm very proud of you for doing
that. He rolls his eyes any time I give an answer that has to do with me traveling.
Yeah.
And this is an answer
that so I won't do that when you're like, I mean,
well, I'm glad you prefaced it with that, because if you didn't, I was going to be like, well, I have been so many places by myself.
So, you know, you went to Spain.
You know, six continents.
Guts.
Six different continents, like 13 plus countries.
I remember when I went to Mars. It was so interesting.
You're saying you're not doing it, but you're doing it. No, you can't preface. You can't say, I'm not going to do it. You're doing that by saying, God damn it.
Okay, well, here's the story. Here, I'm just going to throw my answer out. Is I know Larry's expecting me to say some...
God damn it!
Some, like, far-out, crazy place that I've been, but it wasn't. It was actually here in the United States. What? You just...
You had all these opportunities, dude.
No, F you. Okay, so 2 years ago, I'm a big baseball fan. I love watching baseball games, Major League Baseball games live. It's just something. I grew up playing baseball. My family loved baseball. I love baseball games. So a couple years ago, I decided I was going to do four different games in four cities in four nights by myself. I flew into Boston, watched a Red Sox game, trained to New York, watched the Yankees game, bused to Philadelphia to watch a Phillies game, and then bused to Washington D.C. to watch a Nationals game. Four nights. I didn't sleep. I had one hostel that I stayed at just to take a shower. And that was
so they have hostels in the United States?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is there a hostel in San Antonio?
I don't know. There might be.
Okay.
But any big metro city like Boston, New York, D.C., like they were going to have some. But I just got one because I packed a bag about this big. I only had one change of clothes. I slept overnight on the buses, on the trains. I slept in train stations. It was amazing. But the best part was I loved watching these games, and all four teams, the home teams, won. Like, it was just so – it was the Phillies game was the last game. I'm sitting there by myself next to this lady, right, mm-hmm. who's a season ticket holder.
Right on.
And we start talking.
She's by herself?
She usually has her husband. Okay. She's an older lady. And we start talking and she's like, yeah, the Phillies aren't doing that good. They're not doing this good this year. And yeah, a couple years ago, they're pretty rotten. And so it's like going late into the eighth inning and like they're down by one. And I'm telling this lady, I'm like, look, I didn't want to say anything. I watched three games and all home teams have won. So they have to win. I was like, you don't understand. The Phillies they've got to win tonight. She's like, really? And I was like, I didn't want to jinx it, but they've just got to. Sure enough, they come back in the bottom of the ninth and win the game. And I don't know if I got video of me screaming and hollering, but it was just so much fun. Yeah. It was like the perfect ending to that freaking little trip. All home teams had won. I was going crazy, and I'm screaming with this lady. I'm not even a Phillies fan.
Yeah, well, it's just the experience.
But
right?
You root for the home team, because if they don't win, it's a shame. So that's what you're supposed to do. So it was just friggin' awesome and fun and cool. And, yeah, so that's my story. It was really, really cool. So, yeah.
Nice.
That's a great story.
That is a great story. Larry, it is a good story.
I'm not saying – I promised him, and I didn't.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right.
I didn't do anything.
No, I did talk about going to Japan once, and that I got lost by myself. I guess lost and being alone is kind of one and the same. But being by myself for a period of time that was awesome was when I had moved out from a folks' house into an apartment, and my first roommate was my best friend Athena, and we think we had the place for like a year, and then she moved out, and then I had the place to myself. I renewed the lease, planning to stay there by myself, and I think it was for like 8 months. So that 8 month period, or just even like maybe the first month of living alone, was like the ultimate thing, because
having your own fridge,
it was my own everything. And it was cool because
I've never had that,
because she was tidy. She's naturally tidy. I in turn became tidy as well. So I was impressed with myself of how I didn't just burn the place down from just not from like a hazard, but just from pure filth. Like,
burn it down from filth.
Like just built up filth catching on fire or something, and actually like washed the dishes and like washed my clothes and shit, you know?
I'm proud of you, Mikko.
What?
He washed the dishes by himself.
That is. Right, without, well, yeah, well, because it's
you
just
can say it.
Yeah, you can say it. You don't have to wait for him.
Regan, that's his thing.
That's not my thing. I've said it once.
So I moved from sleeping on dirty clothes to sleeping on clean clothes.
Oh, there we go. That's a
like,
step
oh,
up.
Cool. Like, okay, laundry folding, and then sleep on that shit. It's nice and comfortable. It's a pillow. I had this, when I first moved in the apartment, I had this futon. And when I was assembling the futon and bent it backwards and broke the futon like day one. So futon's out, just a futon cushion. That was my bed for like a couple of years.
This, bachelor life.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome sleeping on like clean laundry and
on a futon mattress?
On a futon mattress.
Living the dream.
And I could beat it whenever I want, man. And then, that was the other thing, too. Like, I didn't have to worry about, like, oh, you know.
Turn
like,
down the volume.
No, whatever. But the volume for everything was cranked up, so it was like, I can, like, watch a movie, like, not have to worry about waking somebody up.
Donkey Konga.
Yeah, Donkey Konga, fucking Taiko drums. Get the loudest games possible. Loudest I can porn. Play those in there. Porn in my bedroom without having to put headphones on or just I was like, oh, I can fucking turn up to 7 or 8. I don't want to, like, weird up the neighbors because.
Right, yeah,
exactly.
You don't want to be that guy.
Plus, the porn's creepy when you hear the noise because it's like, oh, so how old are you? Tell me about your first time that you ever had sex.
You just washed your feet, huh?
Yeah, step in this grand
beef. What kind of porn is he watching?
Yeah.
Every porn I watch is a foreign dude behind the camera.
So the first few 8 months living by myself was pretty sweet. Like, that was actually like just living by myself was awesome. And then I like scored another roommate, and then that was, you know.
The end of that.
Oh, it was all right. It was fun, but it was. It was good.
Still jerked off with the volume.
Now I had to go back to jerking off the, you know, with the volume back on.
But if it was one of your bros.
No.
It's a consideration.
All right. You know. All right. Now, that's you internalizing it. Well, what would you say? You had a roommate. And, all right, good night. Good night, man. Door closed. Would you be upset?
Only if I'm trying to sleep or if it's kind of a hindrance.
But no, but it's not disturbingly loud, but you just kind of hear it. Like you can hear a movie.
That's what, no, it's
exactly. Yeah. You wouldn't mind. So other people wouldn't mind if you did it.
Well, if it's your porn.
Yeah, right?
What would that do? How old are you?
Sit there all wide-eyed.
Open your mouth. Bleh. Like,
what the fuck?
Dracula porn.
Two white girls.
One dude. Two dudes. Three dudes. Should be any other.
No, that's not the kind of story that we told. That's not it, yeah.
Travis?
Mine is more of a general answer because when I write, I always write alone. And
seriously, I get the fuck out.
Yeah, very much isolated, and it's fun for me because I talk to myself, you know, and different characters.
Yeah,
figure out plot points and shit like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so like that's a lot of fun for me, just because you know nobody's really watching and I'm
judging you.
I'm kind of, you know, just being completely absurd.
Nice. But,
it's cool.
What's like the longest streak that you've gone, like where you're just into it and you just
writing?
Get lost? Yeah,
16 hours.
Really? Yeah. That's amazing. That's awesome. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
It wasn't.
Why not?
Yeah, it's just very
eyes
tiring.
Are starting to bleed, literally.
You forget to blink, and
you got the stigmata. Yeah.
Something's happening with my head. So.
Well, do you remember what you were writing?
It was The Garden Butcher was the longest script that we had to write. Everything else takes usually about
my uncle knows
a day or two to hoss out, but The Garden Butcher took about... a full 7 days, full day, 16-hour day working on it.
Fun fact about the Garden Butcher, he painted a painting, and his painting style is kind of Warshak, for lack of a better term.
Kind of like Jackson Pollock splatter.
Right? Well, when I looked at it, I don't know what you saw when you initially were painting it, but when I looked at it, I saw this dude with a fucking garden spade in his hand, some sunglasses on, and like a smock, and just sitting there with blood and shit and fucking garden butchering. And I was like, that's the garden butcher?
Essentially, I saw the same thing, too, because when I created it, I created the side profile of an old man's face smelling a bloody rose.
Huh.
So it was almost
the front facing. It made two different faces. A front facing dude just sitting there having a good time.
That's what's cool about Rorschach paintings.
Are you gonna? So you said you're gonna put these on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
If you put the Garden Butcher, can you put that painting up as a little background?
Rorschach painting.
Hell
yeah.
We sold it, but we have.
Oh, okay.
We did sell it. Yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, that's best of both worlds.
Yeah.
We're not on this podcast with y'all.
Y'all are on this podcast with me.
Yeah, that's what we said at the Comic Con.
I said it to Rorschach. There's a guy dressed up like Rorschach. And I go, we're not in this Comic Con with you.
You're in this Comic Con with me.
He's and like, he just kind of gave me a nod. And
it's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think it was What's His Face with Bad News Bears. Yeah.
Did his mask move and shit? The guy at the Comic Con?
They sell them for so cheap with the ones that do move. That guy fucking... Yeah, they have
them. Are they really?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah.
This is why I'm broke.com, actually. Yeah. Quick plug.
Not to plug another.
Is that a real thing?
I have no affiliation. Yeah.
This is why I'm broke.
This is why I'm broke. That's a random stuff like that. Like, I need that.
This is why I'm broke.
No, sorry. It's an old song.
What's your story? Best time by myself? Guys, you guys are so fortunate. I don't think I've ever had a good time by myself.
Is that right?
What does that say? What does that say about me?
You're a people person.
One time I was on the couch and I was hungry and I reached in there looking for my lighter and I found a grape. No.
That was a good time.
Score!
Yeah. Best story of the night.
You're welcome.
So you don't ever spend any time by yourself?
No. Not lately. I was in Jacksonville for a while. He was too for a little bit, but he came back to Texas. And for the past 4 years, we've been in like a cigar box apartment, just hashing out these scripts and just putting stuff together. I mean, really my best times have been, creating. You know, a lot of times when we get together on projects, we're so cooperative. It's as if we're alone working, you know, and that's probably the best experience that I've had of my life is when we're sitting there focused in a world and creating, it's as if you're alone. You know, it's like it's darkness and you're just looking and then things start to come into fruition. And I've got to say that's better than any time I've had by myself not creating in that fashion.
Nice.
That's the best answer I've got.
Cool.
So the grape.
The grape. So going with the grape. It was
sweet.
It was still juicy. Like I,
and then you're like, I don't remember buying grapes.
But this grape still has a snap, and it's just
maybe the Garden Butcher left the grape.
It's like a McDonald's French fry, man. It was still good when I pulled it up.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, yeah. Preservatives, dude.
Yeah, man.
Irradiated.
Irradiated.
Yeah, like in 28 days later, he gets those green apples and he goes, irradiated, because they don't go bad. Anyway, all right. Facebook answers. Buckwild puts a hand with a tube of lube in it.
Of course.
That's the best time that he had high by himself. Was he probably found this tube of lube in his couch?
Or or he was actually doing some kind of like a, you know,
like a model?
Work or model or something like that.
Taking a screw that was really hard out of a
he ran out of WD-40. His asshole
when he was jerking off.
And he got some lube. Fair enough. David Martinez is Vegas.
Yeah.
And I don't remember his name.
Yeah. Then you weren't by yourself.
Bobby Smith says. And,
because it's another person.
I'll let Bobby Smith.
Bobby Smith.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for coming.
What's the best time you were alone?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I was just hanging out with that ghost. He was nice. I was just playing. He was a ghost. Best time I had, for real, best time I had is when I made the decision to randomly buy a ticket to Kevin Hart before he blew up at the Majestic, and that show made me want to elevate my game. All right, y'all.
Well, thanks. Bobby. Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
That's
so
cool.
Bobby, so Kevin Hart was good? You liked it? Good show?
He left, guys.
All right. Hey, Bobby.
He took off.
Man, shit.
The ghost.
He didn't even say bye or anything.
The ghost host.
He just left.
Travis
K says it involved a lot of repetitive motion, rubbing, spraying, and painting. It was my restoration project this weekend, stripping and repainting this chair, or any time I get to do a productive, creative things like this. So he
restored
a
chair. Yeah, nice. Man. That was a commercial for Armor or whatever.
Armor?
What's the paint called? Paint. Yeah. DuPont.
Sure. Whatever.
What's the paint called?
Paint. DuPont.
All right, bye.
Gabriel Diaz says...
Hey, guys, yeah. It's just called paint. All right, I'm out.
Thanks, Bobby.
Gabriel Diaz says, the week after my high school graduation, when my parents told me that they were taking this trip to Cancun as a graduation present to themselves. Regardless, 3 years later, I still remember it as a fun week, and I'm still waiting for them to get back. Parents took off. It
happened. Jesus, they just don't understand.
Shaggy from Puto Slam says, Copenhagen, July 95. I missed the midnight train, spent the night walking the streets, meeting the peeps, avoiding the creeps, wishing for sleeps, making memories I would keep.
Was he going to Georgia when he missed the midnight train?
Yeah, I think he was.
I mean,
hashtag onward to Spain. Look at him being all poetic.
Yeah, man.
I think you're a poet, man.
I didn't know you chewed tobacco.
Katie Wilson says, right now, I'm staying at a ritzy hotel in downtown Austin, paid for by work, have an amazing patio view of the Capitol, watching the sunset, listening to music, and drinking good beer. Seriously, I can't think of any time that I've had better than this by myself than this moment. I love work trips. Hey, all right. All good right. Timing.
So, yeah, man, and I get to hug a shit-filled old lady tomorrow.
Yeah, get away
tomorrow.
From those horrible times. Yeah.
There's no time
nice.
For the present.
Perks. APS. Stacy Medina says, I don't have a specific time, but I always enjoy time alone, whether it be sleeping, bumming it in front of the TV, quote, relaxing, or painting. Smiley face.
What is relaxing in quotes?
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill.
Boning.
Ryan Timothy Brace, RTB, says, that time I took an extended weekend trip to Chicago. Would love to go with someone next time, but I loved exploring what I found to be the most beautiful city in the world at my own pace.
Are you coming on to us, Ryan?
What?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the trip to Chicago. Would love to go with somebody else next time.
Oh, why does
that's cool, Ryan.
Refer to us?
What that's cool, Ryan. It's cool.
Whatever, dude. We're going to hang out. I'm going to hang out in Montreal with Ryan, and he's going to make me chocolate chip cherry cheesecake
cupcakes.
Yeah.
Going to feed you.
God damn it.
I'm going to be alive.
Alfred Perez says, the first zombie walk in San Antonio. I had a blast. And Judson Cooper said, I was alone for about 20 minutes floating down the Skokomish River in Washington State. It was probably the most tranquil moment I've ever experienced.
Nice.
That's awesome. So, Trey's never been by himself.
Nope.
Travis likes to write. I do. Regan plays baseball. Jess
baseball.
Sleeps on clean clothes.
That's right. That's
it. And I meet strangers on a plane in Vegas.
Yeah. You're not really by yourself.
Nope.
Yeah, see?
But yeah, I get it, though. Like, I get the experience, yes.
Yes, because I was so afraid of being by myself, I instantly made a friend so I wouldn't be by myself anymore. So I guess that doesn't count.
No, it counts to me. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I count it. I'll allow it.
Thanks, man. So, you know, hopefully my kids, I can teach them how to be by themselves so I don't have to worry about a sitter anymore and they can just be by themselves at home. By themselves. At 5. Because, you know, parenting, dude, fuck it. Who cares? It doesn't. Right. You're gonna get
I'm
fucked
getting
up
my
anyway.
3-year-old just to be more independent.
All right. And now for my segment called Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about stuff that's not funny at all. Today, we're talking about something scientific from the Chemical Society. They posted a video. It's just a simple video talking about what a complete breakfast is from a chemistry standpoint, talking about matching a bunch of carbs and proteins that go into your body as far as like healthy complex carbohydrates, eating sort of fruits in the morning instead of like sugary things, saying that your brain runs off 120 grams of glucose to keep it going every day. So basically they're saying, of course, a complete breakfast is carbs and proteins. We posted the video. It's fun. It's short. It shows you a little bit about chemistry and science that goes into actually what you eat as a breakfast. And so that's quickly, they actually said that the best breakfast possible as far as complete breakfast, actually yogurt with fruit, which is
wait, and that's it.
That's the best.
It's got proteins. Yeah. It's got the fruit for the complex carbohydrates. Uh-huh. Like they said it's like the perfect thing. And I hate yogurt.
It's probably not balanced. It's not a balanced.
They're never saying
breakfast.
Balance. The thing is, what is a complete breakfast? So that brings me to my.
I don't really trust this data. It doesn't have the word balance.
It's from the goddamn American Chemical Society. Dude.
Well, they overlooked balance because balance is a very important.
But they're not saying balance.
They're
in the question.
Sugar cereal.
They're saying, what is a complete breakfast? A complete breakfast is the combination of carbohydrates and proteins. You need both of those proteins with the peptides to go to your body and your muscles.
Is this American science study or is this based from some other country?
No, it's American.
Holland. That's why we're losing, because other countries probably look at balance.
All right,
well, Canada probably looks at balance.
No one
Switzerland looks at balance.
Who doesn't look at balance? Greece.
Why do you think we're losing the space wars? Because we're overlooking
negative
shit
balance.
Like balance.
Which brings me to my topic question, which doesn't have the goddamn word balance in it, which is, what is your perfect complete breakfast?
Yeah, it is your question.
Complete balance.
It's your question.
Exactly. It's my question. I don't use the word balance because they, in the video, says, what is a, quote, complete breakfast?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I just don't trust the study. I I get the question, but
so this is simple. Put it out there. What is your complete breakfast?
Fuck you, man.
Come on. Sorry, I'm such a Jess. I don't know why he's getting so upset.
So angry.
Just trying to back him up.
Well, I want to start with his answer then, but I will start answer of what is a complete breakfast, and nothing makes me happier than a plate of migas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know what migas are?
All right. More or less.
More or less, yeah. There's a Jalisco down the street. Yeah. It is the ultimate place. Believe me, I've eaten at 6 or 7 different Mexican restaurants, and I've done the freaking tally sheet of which has the best migas around my neighborhood, and that place, hands down, holds it down every single time. Migas, for those of you listening, if you don't know, is a corn tortilla that's fried up, chopped up and fried, and you mix eggs with it. You can do bell peppers, onions, tomatoes, and cheese on top. The plate comes with, this is what makes it complete, refried beans,
mm-hmm.
fried potatoes,
mm-hmm.
and 2 flour tortillas. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's horrible for your, you know, for health, but it's absolutely delicious. Every time I eat it, I feel complete. There's nothing ever missing from it. It completes me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me happy. And to me, it is the complete – if you were to say, what is your complete breakfast? My complete breakfast is specifically from the Chapala Jalisco on McCullough, people.
Yeah, I like
you can get down there, order their migas. They have the best migas in the city.
I took Aaron, our emperor, there.
That's right. Sunday. Yeah.
And he loved the place. He said there is literally nothing more Mexican in that place because they were showing on the high-def television the Passion of the Christ.
They do. Funny enough,
and
that
it's
place
nothing. It's not even Easter.
You know what's really funny about the place? They're open on Easter.
Yeah,
I was like, so you guys
there is a
be
man
closed.
Who just
so
set up.
They're open on Easter,
eating like a motherfucker. Why? I'll go. Yeah, they don't have crucifixes. They have reenactments.
They have a picture of the Pope.
Dude's got a T-shirt with a picture of Mel Gibson. Just fucking
Vegas.
No, they're the place that
it just says sugar tits.
That has made it so anytime. Anytime I hear Tejano music now, it just makes me hungry thanks to that restaurant. Like, it just makes me hungry.
So then question about your question.
Yes.
Okay. So a complete breakfast to you needs a corn tortilla, egg, bell pepper,
it's got your protein,
beans,
you got your starches, you got your vegetables,
and tortillas.
Carbohydrates. Yeah.
So then would a non-complete breakfast not have, like if there wasn't bell peppers in it, would it not feel complete to you? I'm being serious.
Being serious, I would, and believe me, like I said, I researched this and I went to other restaurants and I judged them on that. And if they didn't have those
bell pepper
elements,
and onion,
they got marks down.
Because it wasn't complete
to you. It wasn't complete.
Cool, fair. Yeah.
All right.
Got it.
Also, they have 3 different salsas that they give you. Didn't come on? It's amazing.
Yeah. They only gave us one, and I was like, huh. And then they brought 5. As soon as I kind of made a stink about it, I was like, ah, damn.
At the ruin.
Yeah. It's so good. There is
Jess. Now, can we please? I want to hear what your complete. If you want to say balanced breakfast,
breakfast needs balance, guys. Is it something that's instilled in us as we were children?
Is it a
complete balanced breakfast? When they advertise Lucky Charms, they didn't say complete breakfast. Complete balanced breakfast.
What's funny is they actually mention that in the video. They talk about when they say complete balanced breakfast.
Yeah, well, they show
their part
further into
it.
That commercial and
cereal
studied balance. So I'm not sure what balance or what constitute balance, but
the word balance is not the goddamn question.
My perfect complete balance breakfast is
Trey's looking at you like, what? Why is he so mad?
So angry.
Quick, complete, balanced, perfect breakfast is a chicken fried steak breakfast.
Yes. God damn it.
You can go to gyms and get this, or you can go to a diner there. And like, much like you like migas, you got to judge, okay.
That's my number two.
A diner.
That is my number two.
A diner, okay. Does a diner have chicken fried steak breakfast? And chicken fried steak breakfast constitutes chicken fried steak, cream gravy, delicious eggs, however you want it. I do sunny side up. That's my style.
Fair enough.
And then you know, sometimes it'll come with the hash browns, preferably.
Yes, preferably
like
hash browns.
But the perfect needs to come with the hash browns. I like Texas toast myself. You can do biscuit.
Love
you can
biscuits.
Do
I'll go
regular
biscuits.
Toast or sourdough toast if you're so inclined. But I'm a Texas toast kind of person. And sometimes if they're going to get it right, there's this useless piece of orange that they just this little slice of orange they kind of throw on the plate.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Keeps
because
it regular.
Is that what balances the breakfast?
That's what balances it. Now,
the fruit?
Yeah. Now that's on its own is wonderful, but what makes it the perfect, complete, balanced breakfast is usually when I'm eating with Lisa or whatever, and she doesn't finish pancakes, right? So I got like a nice quarter of a stack of pancakes, and then boom, there's your balance. There's your fucking balance. You got a little savory. Yes. She puts a lot of butter on her pancakes, so it's savory sweet. Yes. And then you have your protein, you got your meat, yes, your carbohydrates, and the fucking batter of the thing.
Oh, 100 times yes, yes.
Meat gravy, and then that slice of orange, I think, is like when restaurants don't do the slice of orange, I'm like,
because if right, you were then by yourself, you would want to order some pancakes. But you can't because then you look weird.
No, I would like.
But thanks to Lisa being there.
Yeah.
But so she's part of your complete balanced breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing at gyms. You can order one pancake instead of toast.
Yeah, but he wants the toast.
I want the toast. See? I want the Texas toast. And like, you want jam? Don't get
fucking 75
cents.
Like,
what kind of jam do you want? No, I don't need jam. They always bring Knott's Berry Farm.
Which is why when I go to gyms, I order biscuits and gravy as an appetizer for breakfast, because you can have appetizers for breakfast. I don't know.
You can. You absolutely can.
Just like you can have side pizzas instead of like a side salad.
Or a side taco. Yeah, your side taco.
Or what would you like to drink?
Pizza.
Menudo.
So, yeah, that's the perfect complete breakfast.
Nice.
Yeah.
So mine's a little bit more broad. I'm a big breakfast fan. I love breakfast. Right? The only thing I don't like is grits. Seriously, that's the only thing, right? So, to me, a balanced breakfast, again, it's general. It's a meat, right? It is eggs, right? It is a potato of some sort.
Okay, of some style.
Of some style, and a bread, a starch, right? With a coffee and a water. That is it. So, and I'm saying, dude, you can go English muffin, you can go biscuits, you can go fucking toast, you can go Texas toast,
but you
can
just
go pancake.
Need those components to make
the eggs or the potatoes could be hash browns, they could be fucking home fries, they could be French fries, they could be tater tots, because tater tots are hash browns, technically, if you go to
they're
McDonald's or Whataburger or whatever the fuck, right? The eggs, they could be scrambled. They could be over easy. They could be over medium. They could have cheese on them, but as long as they're eggs.
Any of those options is a perfect, complete
breakfast.
That,
to me, feels like breakfast. Even in a breakfast taco, if you really like kind of lay it out there, the tortilla is the bread, the eggs are the eggs, you have potatoes, and then you add bacon, or you add chorizo,
or you add brisket from Bill Miller's brisket, potato and egg taco,
and it's all, it's great.
Yeah.
And so it's all there, all the fucking, you know, you substitute one for the other. That's why I asked you about the bell pepper thing, you know, because mine is that broad. That to me is a breakfast, and I love it, and I love breakfast. Fuck lunch, dude.
Right? Yeah. For chumps.
I eat it, but it's because I have to eat it.
Well, that's why it needs to be perfect and complete. Balanced as well, you know, but that's why you can say fuck lunch if your breakfast is complete, perfect, and balanced.
Yeah, man. If it's missing, like, a potato, I'm just like...
I guess.
All
right. Right on. So my perfect breakfast, and I think I'm going to probably steal your answer here.
Better not. That's what I was going to use.
Yeah. So.
Like literally steal his breakfast? Like, you know, like for tomorrow, you're going to eat his breakfast?
No, but like a 10-ounce medium rare steak with eggs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Get the fuck out of here. That's my favorite.
What kind of eggs?
How are the eggs cooked?
I dig sunny side up. I like to fuck with the yolk with my
nice. No bread necessary?
Delicious.
Toast every now and again.
Toast? Okay,
but really it's not needed.
You. Just give me the steak and eggs, man.
Yeah. Just the steak and eggs. So
steak and eggs. That's a man. With black coffee and a cigarette.
Black coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Trey. What the fuck, man?
I'm just trying to be sensitive.
Wow, dude. Wow.
I know. I can't even look.
All coffee matters.
Jeez. Can't even make eye contact in the mirror now.
Second guest in a row.
Is there a place thinking that you go?
You guys
that
do heroin?
Black tar heroin.
God damn it! But is there a place that you go that has that sort of that you go to for that steak and eggs, or do you prepare it yourself?
Both. But whatever, I guess we're feeling lazy, we'll go to gym.
Because I do.
Down the street, man.
Shit. They know how to cook a steak.
I love cooking migas, so I like cooking it myself too.
Yeah. See, well, my thing, it could be instant, it could be microwavable, it could be from a restaurant,
and you're homemade. Still good.
Yeah, it could be Cracker Barrel, as long as that's the scenario.
like Eggos and fucking French fries and
but that was not
and hard boiled eggs and a fucking and a piece of cake.
Perfect.
Dunzo's.
As long as it's not grits.
As long as it's not grits, man. Right. Fuck you, grits. Trey.
Yeah, I guess mine. You know, I gotta agree. Definitely piece of meat, right? And I like over easy eggs. I don't know what y'all.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Here's what's funny. I don't know what the difference is
between sunny side up and
the only thing I know is scrambled and then everything else, but I'll eat anything. I do like all of them.
Sunny side up is when you actually have the egg, you crack it in there, you don't do anything with the egg, you let it cook,
and that yolk stays
In there. Over
runny?
Easy is when you fold over the egg, but the white yolk, the white.
Okay,
you put the white over the yolk.
Are they both runny?
Yeah, but the sunny side up is obviously okay. You see yolk.
The over easy egg white is a lot runnier than the sunny side up.
Correct. Yeah.
Egg white. The egg white on the sunny side up is a lot firmer. It's a lot like a medium egg.
Correct.
Yeah. I like them all. I never know the difference.
That I go
scrambled.
Yes. Oh, the over easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like them all. Anyway, sorry. So
no. So
just a meat.
Yeah. Well, you see, here's my perfect and visionary ideal situation.
Paint the picture.
Yeah. So you got to start off of coming, you know, just being drunk from the night before, right? I mean, let's be real here. I mean, you still have to. You have your complete breakfast, but you have like your complete breakfast that is satisfying.
There you go.
The best breakfast you ever had, right? So South Carolina has a Waffle House on every fucking corner.
Okay. Nice.
Right. So everybody gets drunk and they go to the Waffle House. I mean,
we've been there once.
Yeah. Right. I mean. You walk in, it's not that hard. You're enamored. You're like, what do I want? Oh, they got fucking pictures on the menu. That makes it easy.
There's a point.
I'll have that one. I'll have that one. Yeah, you just point, right? But yeah, it's gonna be centric around the meat with the eggs and then your toast. And then, yeah, you get your waffle because it's Waffle House.
Have a waffle.
Yeah.
The sweetness. Right? You gotta have some sweetness.
Sweet cream butter on top of it and then your black coffee.
So let me ask this to everybody here. Have y'all had the actual advertised complete and balanced breakfast as advertised on a breakfast cereal? Have you ever had that before? Because
the picture you posted where it's cereal,
yeah,
an egg,
yeah,
juice, fruit,
yeah. I had a Life cereal complete, quote unquote breakfast. It was a bowl of Life with milk and then a couple of eggs, sunny side up, toast, a tall glass of orange juice, and
I was gonna say the next question is drink, like, so black coffee.
Yeah. Orange juice. Glass of orange juice.
And you?
Yeah. Coffee, cream, sugar, and water.
See, what's funny is I like orange juice, but every time I get Migas, I get tea.
I do unsweet tea. Yeah, exactly.
If it was my perfect breakfast, it would be orange juice. Coffee. But at the freaking Mexican restaurant, orange juice is like $4.
That's interchangeable. The drink is interchangeable.
And I don't get free refills.
The drink is just a drink.
Yeah. No, it has to be coffee. If I don't have coffee with my breakfast, it's not complete.
Dude. It's like lunch at that point.
Yeah. I don't consider cereal breakfast food.
Interesting.
To me, it's a nighttime.
It's a snack.
Yeah, it's you eat it at night.
It's not a meal. It's a snack.
With milk. You know, and that whole nine with milk and everything.
Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Like Craig from Friday, we talked about that.
I use a cup.
Yeah, no, like to me, like, milk. Mm-hmm. But to your question, yes, I have just at a hotel continental breakfast. I want a TV
because they have the
breakfast.
little boxes of cereal.
But that, and I had this little muffin and a piece of fruit and all that stuff. It was fucking. It was hilarious.
It was all right, but it's not fucking chicken fried steak or any of the other things we mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Facebook answers. Buckwell just posted a picture of a box of Lucky Charms eaten dry, a can of Steel Reserve, and a pistol. Yeah. And that's a real picture that he took. He didn't get that off the internet because we know he owns weapons.
Yeah.
He drinks Steel Reserve. And yeah, that's his complete breakfast.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Seems fair.
Yeah, Jeff, I hope you eat all of that.
Jeez.
God. Don't Fisher King this show, goddammit.
Fisher King.
Goddammit.
That escalated quickly.
Samson Portillo says, cookies.
Okay.
Bobby Smith says, oh, here you go, Bobby. Okay. Come back here and answer this.
Hey, guys. I'm my bad. Grits with butter and sugar. Throw in some pancakes, bacon, scrambled eggs, and OJ without the glove. I'm just kidding, y'all.
OJ without the Bobby. You just got them jokes.
All right, I'm out.
That's the ghost of Bobby Smith?
Yeah, okay. It's a ghost of Bobby. He's still alive, but
it's a ghost now.
Yeah. He's astral projected.
Yes. What's funny is I like grits, but it's interesting because you can do grits so many different ways. He does it with butter and sugar. Like, yeah. I've seen there's cheesy grits and like salt and pepper grits. And so
regular creamy or al dente. My cousin Vinny.
I know, that's why I'm laughing.
And he's a respected southerner. Don't make instant grits.
Yeah. I take pride in my grits.
Yeah. Athena Wood says leftovers from last night's dinner.
Mm. Ooh,
Trip Marcellus says poo nanny.
Oh, okay. You own a comedy club.
Carlos Castro, Migas, Beans, Queso Fresco. Hell yeah.
Queso Fresco.
Yeah, that's good. If you want to mix it up a little bit, a little Queso Fresco. It's nice.
Yeah. I don't know.
Travis K says
dandruff.
It's delicious.
Teeth dandruff.
It's Mexican feta, bro.
I'm fed up.
Travis K says, I love to get Abel's two egg breakfast. That's not a mic drop. Travis K says, I love to get Abel's two egg breakfast scrambled with their sausage patties and hash browns, a giant fluffy biscuit. If I'm feeling squirrely, I'll throw in a Belgian waffle.
Ooh.
It's rare that I get that.
Get squirrely. Sloth, though. Throw that extra biscuit on there.
Feeling Belgian froggy waffle. Leap.
Stacy Medina says, huevos rancheros, bacon, refried beans, a few potatoes, homemade flour tortillas, and sweet tea to wash it all down.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Gabriel Diaz says, endless orders of hash browns and coffee. I'll finish when I finish. I've been there.
I tell you what, that's what it
is. Hell yeah. Shaggy says, Migas tacos. Which Larry always says is it's a taco redundant. Taco.
It's a taco taco. Do you get corn tortillas for the Migas taco?
In a flour tortilla.
Yeah.
Migas taco, hash browns, hot coffee, and good burger on the TV.
Stop.
They had a strawberry jacuzzi.
Ryan Timothy Brace put a picture, medium rare steak. And scrambled eggs with home fries and orange juice. Yeah, that's delicious. That looks delicious.
Did he put a picture of corn? No,
there's the home fries, eggs, medium rare steak, and some
and a Reuben toast. Sandwich. Oh, some toast. That's Canadian.
It's Canadian. He's from Canada.
Yeah.
Alfred Pettis says oatmeal, slightly soupy. With raisin.
Like steak in Canada is a Reuben sandwich.
Yeah, apparently, according to that picture.
Like, that's a Reuben sandwich. No, it's a steak.
It's steak and eggs, man.
It's like poutine is cheese fries.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Poutine.
More teeth dandruff.
What?
Teeth dandruff. Like that.
No, that's not what it's called.
God. Tartar.
What the hell are you talking
about? That's what queso fresco is. Like, can I have some tartar in my
No, it's Mexican
tacos?
Feta.
Yeah, you're fed up.
No. Stop it. No.
That's the worst. Alfred Perez says, oatmeal slightly soupy with raisins and butter and a big buttered toast, one scrambled egg, and lots of bacon. Yeah. And either a tall glass of orange juice or Diet Pepsi. Nice. He says, or count Shrimpula cereal.
Shrimpula cereal? Yeah,
that doesn't exist.
The critic, yeah. That's a critic reference, yeah.
Sean Jensen just said, bacon.
Well, yes.
Yes. Sure.
Oh, Tommy Munoz, cold Little Caesars pizza.
Damn, yes. All right.
A cup of coffee.
All right, yeah.
See, I was going to say,
I'm going to have that tomorrow.
To me, that's like what I used to love when I was a kid. Because we'd always get Friday nights. We'd rent movies with the house when I was a kid. Little Caesars, I'd steal a couple pieces, hide them in the fridge for Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Little Caesars pizza and orange juice.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Very good. Yes, good answer. Yes.
Judson Cooper says, bacon, eggs, biscuits, gravy, and a red-eye beer.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, like red-eye gravy, right?
Brian Bonnenberger says, huevos rancheros are Jim's two-step breakfast.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
And Monique Martin says, pancakes, seitan bacon.
Hey, you've been all over the world.
All right. Seitan bacon.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan bacon.
Tofu scramble with veggies, hash browns, and orange juice.
Oh, man,
or a veganized full English breakfast. Or biscuits and anything.
Throw some chorizo in there and you're not talking.
No, F chorizo. I finally had it. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. Fuck off, man. Chorizo's totally fine. No.
Monique's vegan, so she eats like plastic food.
Yeah. So you're...
Plastic food.
So there you go.
Not plastic.
Thank you guys for your wonderful answers. And breakfast.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
All right, guys. Well, it's the end of Public Access. We really appreciate you being here. Before we close up shop, if we can hear one more time where people can download your show, the name of the show, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So the name of the show, once again, is Librettos of Strange Fantasy. And again, that's L-I-B-R-E-T-T-O-S of Strange Fantasy.
You can go to iTunes, type it up, or you can go to SoundCloud as well. And here in the next couple days, we'll be on YouTube, and you can always follow us on Facebook at Librettos of Strange Fantasy, and keep up to date with, you know, everything that we're doing.
Awesome, guys. So this is your first time on the Public Access Podcast, and we ask all of our guests, including ourselves, what did we come to know? So we want to know, on this podcast, what made you come to learn something about the world or yourself? So ponder that for a second. Jess, what did you come to know?
I've come to know that as I'm not like a proud American, or like I wouldn't consider myself a patriot, but I'd like our country to be on top of things. And we can't be on top of things when we leave out fundamental gaps in our science studies. When you're studying breakfast and you're going to say complete breakfast and you leave the balance out, what else in the other science programs are they leaving out? Like, is this a reason why we were taught as children that Pluto is a planet, but they found out it isn't? But maybe it is. I don't know. If they're overlooking shit like balance and breakfast, these are things that they might be overlooking in the other science programs. So what I came to know is we need to step up our fucking science game, is what I'm trying to say. And stop studying, you know, stop giving fruity coins to monkeys and study real shit.
Jess hates all of your topics.
No, I love all the topics.
They're not funny.
I love all the topics.
It's all science.
I love the science topic. I know. I love science. This is the first science topic where I feel that we're just.
Because they didn't use the word balance.
They didn't. It's not the word balance. It's the concept of balance that wasn't even.
No, the concept of balance is there. You needed protein.
Watch the video.
All right, I'll watch the video, but I mean, I don't like our tax dollars going into programs that are just ill-equipped. That's all I'm saying.
Castro Sanders, 2016.
Bernie Sanders.
Let's socialize our breakfast.
Fill the burn, cast the iron. That's our
all breakfasts need to be portioned equally and balanced. Yeah, socialist breakfast, guys. What I came to know was about a really interesting new movie called The Late Shift.
Night Shift.
Last Shift.
Night Shift.
that was perfect timing. Good job, guys. Good job.
I can't wait for it, man.
It's called The Last Shift is what the movie is
you
called.
You want to see a prequel to the Night at the Museum? download.
This year's Night at the Museum.
This year. Okay. Download The Late Shift.
The Last Shift.
On Google Plus.
Is it The Last Shiv? Is it a prison movie?
Maybe so. I don't know. But we're going to find out
Night
when
shift.
I watch
it. Last Shaft.
Night Work is a... Night Court.
Night Crawler.
Creepy Crawler.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Lap Shit.
F-Shack. So, guys, watch Left Shit.
White Dog.
White Dog. Available Left Stop on Vimeo everywhere.
On Vimeo. On Vimeo. That's where you're going to get it. That's where we're downloading movies now. We're downloading off Vimeo. That's what we're doing.
That's what I learned, man.
I've come to know... what I've come to know tonight... Two things, actually. One... I never knew that Jess could get so pissed off about Samantha leaving out the word balance.
I'm not pissed, I'm just concerned.
Upset and concerned about that.
Right.
And two, I genuinely learned what libretto means.
Yeah.
Yes. Libretto, which is the spoken word of the opera, right?
Yes, it's a spoken word opera. So, like, you have symphonies, you have whatever else, but libretto is a spoken word opera.
That's awesome. Right on. I love that. Thank you. I've come to know what libretto means.
Yet there's no singing in any of our shows, essentially.
Yet. Travis, your first time on the Public Access Podcast, what did you come to know?
I have come to know that you're never alone if you walk with God.
Yeah, you learned that from this
gosh. All right. No, but his footsteps and his footsteps are gone. And I was like, oh my God, being
carried. That's when I was carrying you.
Then I met a black guy named Angel on an airplane.
Yeah, exactly.
God is dead. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a Hallmark TV movie right there.
Exactly.
Angel on an airplane.
Angel on an airplane. Yeah, man.
But this is the same lady who was pissed off about garbage being thrown in her dumpster that learned this too, right?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a big lesson. Yeah.
I learned that there's a fine line between balanced breakfast and just regular breakfast.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Shit.
Fine. Important line.
Fine line.
Muy importante.
What did you come to know?
Well, I learned about a new hotspot that I never knew existed before. Apparently, it's the fucking 7-Eleven gas station where I need to be hanging out.
Yeah. Diamond Shamrock.
Valero, Shamrock.
Yeah, sort of, policies have changed, but if you're a truck driver, 2 o'clock in the morning...
There might be a coos there for you.
Let's not promote
that.
I think that's...
You can steal from Waffle Houses, but let's not assume that the nice lady working behind the counter of a gas station is good to go.
Jess, if you were to define the word coos, what would you say is the definition of coos?
I don't know. Fuck buddy? I don't know. It's like a...
I think they prefer Kuzakin American.
Yeah.
Like it's somewhere along those lines.
Yeah, that chick's a total coos, man.
Coos.
Yeah. Local coos.
Local coos. That's right. She's a local coos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's one of those words.
Garza coos 2016.
Not like those fly by night.
Garza coos 2016.
Those fly by night cooses.
Tom coos.
No.
Tom coos.
Some guy just pops in excited. Did you say couscous?
I love small rice.
It's your little pasta. I'm rock hard. So, two cases. So, guys, we appreciate you coming on the podcast. You're welcome back anytime. Much luck and success with your endeavor, and you have our full 100% support. And guys, if you're in the San Antonio area and the last weekend of September, go to MonsterCon at Wonderland of Americas. They don't have a Sears.
They don't have a Sears.
Jess, what do we have coming up?
Hey guys, as usual, thanks for listening to us at oneofus.net. It's a place for all of us dorks and nerds and whatnot unite and listen to fun stuff. So thanks for listening to us. You can get older adventures of our show at comediaagogo.com. And we have plenty of cool stuff, like our cool animated short, Should I Have Fun Tonight? We have our movie Blood Cousins, which is pretty awesome. We have Larry and Regan's Big Red and Barbacoa comedy special. We got all kinds of stuff there. You could follow us on Twitter, at ComediaGogo, and hashtag Public Access, and join the Public Access Happy Campers Facebook group page, where you can answer questions just like our other listeners. We always enjoy reading them, and y'all guys make the show what it is, so thanks a bunch.
So thank you all very much, and also keep in mind, if you're in the San Antonio area, any Friday night at midnight, come to the Blind Tiger Comedy Club for our free showcase show. Also check out the 8 and 10 o'clock shows. We got a lot of cool stuff going on. Monthly show that our friend Handy Tugigan is doing, the Candy Cigarettes show. Jess Castro was on the very first one. Storytellers show. And October 30th, guys, be sure to be at the Blind Tiger at 10 o'clock to catch Comedia Gogo's first ever comedy sideshow, Candy Butchers. Not the Garden Butchers. Candy Butchers. We know where the candy butchers are. So come down.
Blanco and Hildebrand.
Yeah, they are. So come down, guys. Check out a variety show with burlesque, music, comedy, and freaks. So, Trey, Travis, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great time.
Awesome. Yeah, it's good times.
And once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll cruise you later.
Here comes the fun! Here comes the fun!